God is good. What happens when we pray? First and foremost, there are a lot of definitions to prayer and how to go about prayer. And as a matter of fact, we have so many programs that are dedicated to prayer as well. And we have ministries, churches that have taken up the responsibility on enlightening people on the subject matter called prayer. You know, as we grow in our relationship with God, our perception about different subjects begins to change. And as the times are going by, the Spirit of God helps us to adapt to the approach on prayer and other matters that are also very, very important. Prayer is one common trend that runs through all the religions that exist. The Hindus, Christians, Islam, they all pray. And the beautiful thing about prayer is this. If you don't understand it, you don't understand it. That's one beautiful thing about it. Christ said it this way: you do not receive because you do not ask. You ask and you do not receive because you ask amiss. It is easier to be misunderstood. The easiest thing to do is to misunderstand something. And it takes a lot of patience to understand a subject or a person or circumstances. So because of this, a lot of people have been giving different interpretations to prayer. A lot of people are so active in the misconceptions about prayer. You can imagine when you are so confident in ignorance. Ignorance means absence of enough enlightenment. The worst thing that can ever happen to a person is when he or she does not know that he doesn't know, but presumes he or she knows. Christ said, and I quote, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." The truth he's talking about there is not opposite to a lie. No. He said you will come to a point of enlightenment. That's what the word truth meant there. And your new understanding will bring you to a point of liberation. Liberation comes when you are completely enlightened. There is a reason for the colonization in Africa, and there is a reason for the pattern in which things are being taught here. Before the colonization, beyond words, people could understand a lot of things. What do you call courage in your native dialect? What do you call confidence in your native dialect? Hallelujah. What happens when we pray? Before you must pray, you must come to that point of understanding that you have to be in alignment with God. You have to become one with God. Where a lot of people miss it is that they feel detached. If you have not become one with God, there's no way you can get anything when you pray. If you still feel as if God is separate from you, God is in a different location from you. If you don't see the possibility that you can actually be in the presence of God, or you are already in His presence, there's no way you can get anything from the moment of prayer. Hallelujah. Do you always feel you need to feel in a particular way before you feel connected to God? To be connected to God is just a switch away, not a feeling. Now, on your journey of salvation, after you must have received Christ as your Lord and Savior, what was the purpose why you received Christ? It is so that you can become one with God. Once you say you have received Him and He is now living in you, then you have become one with Him. Every time you spend moments to pray, you are aligning with God's Spirit. You are not there to talk about your challenges and your problem. God has no business in seeing the size of your problem, because your problems have no size where He is. They are insignificant where He is. Hallelujah. A lot of people go into the presence of God, they want to explain how John betrayed them and how they need to pay a particular amount of debt. You are now unconsciously making God feel Him and your challenges can be put side by side. He just wants you to align with Him. And when you align with Him, those things you call problems will begin to fall off. When it's time for you to pray, what will be your prayer point then? The first thing that happens when you align with the Spirit of God is that there is this radiance that comes with you. In other words, what prayer first does to you is to change you. And your circumstances will begin to follow suit. Prayer has less to do with what you do outwardly. It's a spiritual assignment. It's a thing primarily of the mind. Everything that you pray for, everything that you desire in the place of prayer, the Bible says, believe that you have it, right? And you will have it. So what does that mean? It means that everything you desire in the place of prayer, when you see yourself already in it, then you will have it physically. Listen, there's a challenge a lot of people have. They feel everything that they desire is coming from outside. That's a mistake a lot of people make when it comes to this concept about prayer. Probably a helper or a bigger support system. Am I communicating? And they find themselves trying to maintain the relationship with the help or the support system. No. When you put your effort in trying to maintain relationship between the help and support system, you may make a god out of them. And the god who made them to be a support system to you would withdraw because you have made a god. That still does not, however, mean that you should not express gratitude. But what you should do is that you are meant to express your gratitude to God who made it possible. Then be conscious that what you desire, you already have it. Then God can still cause other events to happen to cause what you presume you already have materialize right in front of you. May God bless His word. If you are conversant with the podcast, you can easily locate your Spotify application where you can catch us up by searching Apostle Solomon Paul on Spotify. And we are on Google Podcasts as well with the same name, Apostle Solomon Paul. We're also on Breaker Radio with the same name, Apostle Solomon Paul. And under the name Apostle Solomon Paul, you'll find every of our broadcasts, and you can click on any where you can be inspired by the Spirit-filled message as delivered by us in Jesus' name.